The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. Seeking out trouble, searching it, hunting it down, and then steering clear. This is the Danger Zone, where we're joined each week by David Trainer, president of New Constructs, because the firm rates securities on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. And what's dangerous typically are stocks where you could make a pretty strong buying case, but when you dig in at the grassroots level, starting at the footnotes, which is where they start at New Constructs, you find out that things don't look quite as good. You know, they're not quite as they seem. If you want more information on how it works, if you want to check out David's blog, if you want to find out about the most attractive and most dangerous list that New Constructs put together every month, newconstructs.com, on Twitter, at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
El Pollo Loco.
Danger, danger.
It's ticker symbol LOCO, and there's a lot to be said.
This is crazy.
Yeah, you know, it's El Pollo Loco. That's crazy chicken. So why would we be crazy investors to be investing in the crazy chicken?
You're crazy because they're really just trying to capitalize on I think, a Chipotle-type thing, ride the coattails here, get a quick IPO, make the insiders a lot of money, when at the end of the day, the business just is not that strong.
At the same time, you talk about it being quick. I have to say, David, it's now been about 30 years ago. I remember working in Florida where the first El Pollo Loco was expanding from California to Florida. And back then, the story was all about the chicken and the quality of the chicken. It wasn't about Chipotle or anything else. And it went over really well. But now you're saying, well, because of everything else that's come on, and because they've finally gone IPO after years of being a private company, well,
sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
So why are you selling crazy in the case of El Pollo Loco? There's got to be more to it than just the competition.
No, you're right. I think you got to kind of look at the bigger picture with respect to why a company does an IPO. The private equity firm bought El Pollo Loco because I was assuming that it was profitable. They were able to do some expansion, but the expansion embedded in the stock price or the public market valuation post-IPO is unrealistic and is frankly not working. And we think we've got two really good comparisons here. Two prior Danger Zone calls that have been very successful for clients, Bob Evans and Dunkin' Donuts. So in the case with Loco, they're selling investors on this plan to do remodeling to offset the lackluster growth they've seen, right? So Chipotle has seen accelerating same-store sales in the last fiscal year, whereas El Pollo Loco did not. Right. And they're saying that this remodeling plan is going to fix things. Well, we've seen how remodeling plans don't always really work. And we've seen that in particular with Bob Evans. And the numbers are fairly similar. You know, Bob Evans was spending, you know, a couple hundred grand per store. El Pollo Loco is spending 270 grand per store to fix things. We just don't think that remodeling does you all that much good. Secondly, you know, when it comes to Dunkin' brands, there's two comparisons here. One, Dunkin' selling people on a big westward expansion. El Pollo Loco selling people on a big eastward expansion. And in both situations, expansions have not been successful to this point. When Loco has tried to expand in the past outside of California, it has not been successful. It has not worked very well. In fact, 80% of the revenue is derived from just the greater Los Angeles area, and 86% of the stores are in California. So it makes sense. Hey, you know, it works in one place, it should work in others. Well, that's just not always the case. they've failed in prior expansions. So you got a disconnect here. You got a strategy that says they're going to do X and a valuation that says they're going to do X. And we don't believe that they're going to meet those expectations.
So how bad is it going to get?
We think, you know, the stock could easily fall 50% here. I mean, to justify $26 a share, the company's got to grow profits about 10% compounded annually for a decade. And if they do half that, we're talking more like $13 a share. And I think that $13 a share is probably, you know, or half that performance is probably more likely to be right than wrong.
It's got to make you want to feel like this. Yeah. it's interesting. We had Bob Evans Farms was not only in the danger zone, but Charles Roteblatt from AAII made it his sell of the week just this past week. So, you know, continued pain there. In this case, you know, you talk about how $13 a share is a more reasonable expectation. Is there a logical catalyst here? Because you still have all of that kind of buzz and swirl off of the IPO. You know, what's going to turn it to where we see that downturn?
Yeah, there's going to be an earnings miss here. We can't exactly predict when. You know, I was just having a meeting with a former chief economist of the SEC, and, you know, we've done some work with regulators over the years, and they're increasingly more sophisticated. And, you know, one of the things you point out, you know, and he agreed, is that, look, we can see, we're beginning to get a good sense of when the risks are increasing and when there's potential for fraud and cooking the books. But exactly when that does or does not manifest depends on too many external factors. And basically, I think the takeaway here with Loco is that you got a business that's not as good as it seems. And if you're going to be in it, you're farther out on the risk curve than I think you would know if you just look at the surface detail.
So El Pollo Loco, ticker symbol LOCO, the crazy chicken. Well, it's going to make you feel this way.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Yeah, you may feel like you're taking crazy pills because the stock is in the danger zone, currently trading around 26. David says it's worth about half that. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining us.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
Remember, David Trainer is the president of New Constructs. If you want more information, newconstructs.com on Twitter at New Constructs. All right, we're heading for home on the Monday edition of Money Life. So the Money Life Market Call is next. You don't want to miss it. Stick around.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.